Welcome to the Depth Dive. We're tackling a pretty big one today.
We are.
It's about integrating Google Gemini's, generative AI right into how SaaS platforms are built and supported.
Exactly. We've got this strategic report we've been digging into.
And our mission here is really to pull out the key insights for you. Think of it as a shortcut to understanding how AI might just, revolutionize the whole software development lifecycle, the SDLC.
Yeah, it's not just small tweaks we're talking about. It's potentially fundamental changes. The report highlights four main areas for this Gen AI integration:
Okay, what are those?
customer assist, agent assist, engineering assist, and product assist. Basically covering the whole spectrum from user support to building the actual product.
Got it. And presumably you need a plan for something this big. Does the report offer a structure, a framework?
It does. And it also talks about how to measure if it's actually, working. So let's dive into that strategic framework first. So the report does acknowledge there are existing frameworks out there for AI in the SDLC. You might know the AWS 5i or PlanView's 5-Step 1. They emphasize structure.
Right, those are pretty well known.
But what's interesting here is a proposed tailored six-phase framework specifically for bringing in something like Gemini.
Six phases. Okay, tell us a bit more. What are they?
Well, it starts logically with assessment and planning. Figure out where GenAI adds the most value first.
Makes sense. Assess first.
Then data and infrastructure preparation. Got to have the right plumbing and data for Gemini to work properly.
Right, the foundations.
Phase three is key. Pilot implementation. Test it out small scale. Learn. Reduce risk.
Oh, I like that. Don't go all in immediately.
Exactly. Then comes integration and training. If the pilot works, you roll it out more widely and, crucially, train the teams.
Training is vital, yeah.
Phase five, measurement and optimization. Constantly track how it's doing, tweak it, make it better.
Keep refining.
And finally, scalable adoption. Expanding the successful stuff across the whole organization. It's iterative.
That sounds really practical. Starting small, iterating. Seems smart for managing such a, potentially disruptive change. So how do you know if it's actually working, the metrics?
Yeah, the KPIs, key performance indicators. The report gets specific here for each of those four
Okay,
areas.
give us some examples, like for customer assist.
A big one is ticket deflection rate. Are fewer support tickets being created because the AI is helping users directly? That's a huge potential win.
Ah, I see. Self-service powered by AI.
Exactly. And also the CSAT score for those AI interactions. Are users actually happy with the help they get from the AI?
Okay, that's crucial. What about for the support agents themselves, agent assist?
There, you'd look at average resolution time. Is the AI helping agents solve issues faster? That's a direct productivity measure.
Faster resolution's good.
And also, agent satisfaction score. Do the agents like using the tools? Does it make their jobs easier or harder? Important for adoption and for the engineers. Engineering assist. Key metrics could be deployment velocity, how fast can we ship updates,
Faster releases, always good.
and code quality improvements.
Yeah.
Maybe fewer bugs reported after release, that sort of thing.
Right. And the last one, product assist. How does that get measured?
Think about time to prototype. Can AI help us explore new feature ideas much faster?
Speeding up innovation.
Yep. And then feature adoption rate. When we roll out AI-driven features, are people actually using them? These give you tangible ways to see the impact.
That provides a really clear picture of how to track progress. But it can't all be smooth sailing, right? The report must mention challenges too, benefits and drawbacks.
Absolutely. It's balanced. For customer assist, benefit is reduced support load, obviously. Drawback. Those AI hallucinations, sometimes it just makes stuff up. Accuracy is key.
Yeah, that's a known issue.
For agent assist, benefit is better agent productivity. Drawback could be, well, maybe agents start relying too much on the AI, lose some critical thinking.
Or a potential pitfall.
Okay. Engineering assist benefit might be automated test case generation, saves time. Drawback. Concerns about the quality of AI-generated code. Needs oversight.
Still need human checks.
Definitely. And product assist benefit is faster spotting of user needs or product gaps. Drawback. AI can't set the strategy. You still need humans for the big picture decisions.
So it sounds like, leveraging the AI but keeping humans firmly in the loop is the theme. What are the core recommendations then?
Well, besides that phased approach we talked
Out of
about,
six phases, yeah.
strong data governance is huge. Good data in, good results out. Investing in proper training for everyone involved.
Can't skip the training.
Nope. And continuous monitoring of performance. Plus, a big emphasis on human oversight and having clear ethical guidelines for how the AI is used.
Right, responsible AI use.
Exactly.
Okay, so summing this up, integrating something like Google Gemini into the SaaS SDLC, it looks like it offers, well, really significant potential, boosting efficiency, driving innovation.
Huge potential, yeah.
But it absolutely requires a strategic, step-by-step approach. You've got to measure carefully, be aware of the benefits and the drawbacks. It's not magic. It requires work.
That's a perfect summary. It needs to be deliberate and measured.
So that leads to a final thought for you, our listener. Considering all these insights we just pulled out,
yeah,
what are the biggest transformations you see coming in software development or even just user experiences because of AI like this? What questions does this deep dive spark for you about AI's real impact down the road?